Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
K Show on US 99.
Janet, this is going to sound like a weird question. Can I keep people's packages if they send them to my house and they don't live there anymore?
What?
I don't know what I'm supposed to do. The girl that used to live in the house that I live in, and this is, we moved in August. So it's been, 6 months or so. She keeps still getting mail and packages sent to the house. Now, like the first couple months, I'm like, okay, like things happen. Obviously they should be forwarded. You should take care of all that stuff. There were some people that were sending her stuff that just didn't have an updated address. So like, obviously there was a grace period. And every time they come to the house, she sends me text. She's like, hey, this might be coming or this is there. Can you send them? Can you put them on the front porch? And now it's like, now I have responsibilities for her mail and packages.
You should not be her middleman.
That's what I'm thinking. So at what point do I either, one, do I say something to her and be like, hey, don't do that anymore? And if it does happen, are those packages just mine now? Do I get to keep them?
I'm thinking you should.
Like, what would you do if you just kept, because otherwise I'm like, okay, I'll put it on the porch for you or I'll put it in the mailbox. Oh yeah, let me check, see if your thing came. It's so obnoxious. I don't know. Is there like a time frame that you think that, is this grace period over? Has it been long enough?
I think 6 months is long enough. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do at this point. To me, these are my packages now. I don't know what, if I don't want them, I'll donate them, What would you do?
I would return to sender or tell her straight out that she needs to update her address. My concern would be, why is she still sending things to her old address?
Yeah, I don't know either. I think she either makes mistakes, hasn't updated, but then a return to sender, that's still something I have to go do.
True, it is.
I don't want to do that. I'm thinking about having a little yard sale.
There you go.
I don't know. That's a solution to me. I don't know. All right. Thank you for calling. Jordan, what do I do with these packages? They're mine now, right?
6 months is an excessively long time.
That's what I'm saying.
In my opinion. You have 90 days from the post office when you do your transfer, that they will automatically transfer things. And then after that, that's kind of change your Amazon address, delete it off of your Amazon account, delete it off these other accounts.
Let your friends know. Stop sending stuff to the house. I don't live there anymore.
That's a lot. And especially since you just went through the Christmas area too.
So much. It was insane.
That's a lot. I would probably return to sender.
Again, but then that's another responsibility I have. I don't want the responsibility. I think that's my point.
This is true. You would just go to the post office and be like, this isn't her address anymore.
I'm telling you right to your face, I am not going to the post office. I'm sorry. Not doing it. Not going to happen.
Again, small town. Mine's right next to the kids' school. So
I mean,
not as big of a deal.
It could be in my backyard and I'm not going. It is not my responsibility to do that. I could live in the post office and I'd be like, nope, put these outside across the street.
No, yeah.
So
I don't know if I would keep them, maybe, but it's definitely excessive that I would stop being the middleman and be like, hey.
My idea a minute ago, you tell me, what do you think of this one? Yard sale. Okay,
not
you like
a bad
it too.
Idea.
Got it. All right, cool. Everything's 75% off.
There you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.